In this topic, we are talking about boundaries, communication, and confidence with men. For many single mothers, relationships with men can feel complicated. There may be an ex-husband, the father of your child, a former boyfriend, your own father, a male relative, a pastor, an employer, or a man you are beginning to notice with interest. Some relationships may feel safe and respectful. Others may carry hurt, confusion, pressure, disappointment, or fear. A faithful boundary is not bitterness. A boundary is a wise limit that helps you steward your life, your children, your emotions, your time, your body, your safety, and your calling before God. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life." Guarding your heart does not mean closing your heart forever. It means paying attention to what affects your peace, judgment, faith, parenting, and self-respect. A boundary may sound like, I will only communicate about the children. It may sound like, I need this conversation in writing. It may sound like, I am not available for late night personal texting. It may sound like, I will not discuss this when voices are raised. Boundaries are not revenge. Boundaries are not punishment. Boundaries are not a way to control another person. A faithful boundary is a way of saying, this is what I can wisely participate in before God. Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men. Notice those words, as much as it is up to you. You are responsible for your conduct. You are not responsible for making another person mature, truthful, respectful, or safe. This matters deeply for a Christian single mother. You can be gracious without being available for manipulation. You can be forgiving without giving unsafe access. You can be respectful without surrendering your judgment. You can be open to God's future without being naive. A God-designed woman does not have to live from fear, resentment, or desperation. In Christ, you can grow in honor, calm, strength, and wisdom. This week, begin by asking, where do I need a boundary that protects peace, parenting, safety, or self-respect? Your gentle next step is to write one boundary sentence you may need to practice. Keep it brief, truthful, and calm.